And when it comes to this, you know, literally when you look at Heron Festa from its roots, it has become an iconic Southern Illinois festival. I mean, the barbecue championships in Murfreesboro and Heron Festa Italiana and the huge event that it is for so many people. All right, when it comes to attendance, this is one of the biggest ones, right? I mean, what does it mean for the community? What does it mean for Southern Illinois with this Heron Festa? What do you think it means?
A lot. It's become quite a tradition for our community, and of course, not just Heron, the whole Southern Illinois community. People look so forward to it from year to year. 28 years is almost unheard of in this day and age. And of course, as I've said many a times, our volunteers and our sponsors and all the support of our community, the whole Southern Illinois area. I think people are ready this time of year to get out after the winter and enjoy themselves and come, whether it's to the carnival or to one of our events like the parade or one of the road races, bocce, of course, and our classic, very, very classic entertainment venue.
And you know, it's interesting because as you were ranking those, I guess everybody has their own personal perspective, because first thing I think of is the bands, probably two, parades or bocce. And you know, we both used it in the right context, so Kevin Frost will be happy this morning. Don't say bocce ball. It's the same word. Okay, thanks, Kevin. But you know,
and
where did I learn that? Heron Festa. Where did I learn to play bocce? Heron Festa. You know, it's a food, and then food gets in that mix somewhere. But you know, when I envision going to Heron Festa, I always envision it as a family event. It's the kids, too, and I think that's another part of the charm here.
It's been that way since day one. Yes, we're an arm of the Heron Chamber of Commerce, and we exist to draw people and business to Heron, but the people we want to draw are complete families, not just one or the other. That's why most all of our events are so family-friendly, and, of course, if you're at one of our events like the parade, for instance, and see thousands of kids lined up along the parade route, or you get to come and watch them on the carnival rides, you get a pretty good understanding of that, Tom.
All right, who's the biggest selling act this year?
It's getting close. We've actually got three that are doing really well. Beach Boys is ahead of all of them, which we kind of expected. However, Lee Bryce, he's world-class as well, and he's got a lot of hits, and he's really, really coming on strong. I think that's going to be a very, very good concert. And quite frankly, we've had a lot of feedback on the Headbangers triple threat, the Queensryche, Kix, and Slaughter. And then, of course, the other two nights. I mean, Thursday night is Pop Evil, you know, a new rock band that's got hits on the charts. And Monday, our new Faith and Family night, is really getting a good response, and we're tickled to death to bring two national Christian acts and Jordan Felice and Natalie Grant to Heron Fest on Monday and have a great night that night as well. It's really rounding off to be a good 5-day concert.
I've gotten several questions about the Faith and Family night and what age do kids have to pay for tickets. Do you know off the top of your head, Chris? Because I got a bunch of questions about that.
It's on our website.
Okay.
The ticket policy is, I don't remember exactly where it's at. I should know that off the top of my head, but if you go to heronfesta.com and then click on our ticket policy, it states it on there. There is an age level to where they have to be accompanied by an adult, and then there's another age level to where they're free. I just don't remember where that cutoff is for the free entry with an adult, Tom.
And that website is heronfesta.com. I've got it up right now, but both hands are a little bit on the busy side here. So you've got two parades. One that sometimes gets forgotten is Friday at 4 o'clock, the Kids Bike and Pet Parade. But, you know, there's a little lines of delineation in my mind, and that and full gear kicks in my mind tomorrow afternoon at 4, and I think it's because of the carnival.
Everybody looks really forward to that starting up. We have one of the top three carnival companies in the nation. Very clean, very professional. up-to-date rides, just something for people to look forward to.
Saturday is a busy day. It starts with the Masonic Lodge breakfast. You've got an art exhibit, but the big grand parade, 11 a.m., there's always a ton of units, and there's going to be an election year here. We've got November coming up, so you'll see a lot of candidates, making it even larger. And on more than one occasion, when I've got someone in one of the station vehicles, especially if they're a younger family member, they're ready to leap out of the car to make sure they're over at the Adult and Child Bocce Tournament, who gets started about 12:30, because that's how long it goes on. The Big Nose Contest, the Pasta Sauce Eating Contest, the Pasta Eating Contest, the Grape Stomp. You've got all kinds of stuff. And then the big night, Saturday night, the Beach Boys, which Chris was just talking about. By the way, that show begins at 6 p.m. But we run all the way through Monday and Memorial Day. I mean, if we've got like a minute left, which is the case here, and you and I both know what we've talked about, what haven't we talked about that you think we should be saying something about?
I think we've covered most of it. I mean, it's a type of thing to where our 36 or so events every year, people get to know them. If you're new to the area, come out and try one or two of them. We just want everybody to have a fun, safe time and enjoy a taste of Heron, of our events, and just really appreciative of the fact that we've had so many people that are interested in coming to see Heron and getting to see Southern Illinois this time of year, Tom.
And it is Heron Festa Italiana, and it's underway, of course. We had Lexi Tourville in yesterday, the Heron Queen for the upcoming year. We were talking about a whole response. She was a really nice lady, by the way. I really liked meeting her yesterday.
Oh, I met her and her mom last night at the honorees banquet. She's from Murfreesboro. Very, very classy young lady. We're just tickled to have her.
Oh, by the way, who is the big Lifetime Achievement Award winner this year?
Rinald Marani is a one of the old Italians who has retired out of Heron down in the Florida, but grew up in Heron down on West Monroe Street, and he basically was in two presidential administrations, big time. I won't try to go through his resume, but it's also online as well, and also on one of our Festa booklets. But quite an accomplished gentleman.
He really is. Reaching back to 1960, Auditor of the Year Agency, transfer to Washington, D.C., Pentagon's Defense Audit Agency, transfer to the Department of Transportation, establishing the initial Office of Inspector General, and it goes on and on. This guy has contributed.
From Heron, Illinois.
From Heron, Illinois. I always love those stories.